Donc nous passons à la partie échange. Donc première question.
En français? Okay, I was really impressed by your strong message concerning the architecture. It's very important for you because you have such a, how can I say, you're so much important to us, being a Nobel Prize winner. And thank you for doing so.
Thank you.
Alors, je sais que les élèves ont préparé des questions, donc je m'attendais à voir les doigts fusés, mais. Il ouvre. Voilà.
Hello. To your mind, what are the main differences between English-speaking islands and French-speaking islands? Yes. Sorry. En français. To your mind, what are the main differences between English-speaking islands and French-speaking islands, or Spanish, or do you think they are similar, very similar?
Thinking about that too. Coming down. We're talking about empires, really, and the consequence of empires. We're talking about the French Empire, and we're talking about the English and British Empire, and of course now the American Empire, and we're talking about the Caribbean. One of the main differences is what was spent by the empire on providing basic necessities for ex-slaves. And one of the obvious consequences of the British Empire is its cheapness. Maybe it was economic and they had to do it, but the British Empire was cheap. It was a cheap landlord.
Ici, en fait, il faut examiner votre question dans le cadre des empires, parce qu'il s'agit d'une question d'empire et des conséquences des empires. Empire français, empire britannique et maintenant empire américain par rapport à la Caraïbe et leur influence dans la Caraïbe. En fait, il y a beaucoup de différences et ces différences ont trait surtout aux dépenses, aux coûts et aux dépenses qui ont été allouées pour les besoins de base des anciens esclaves. Et ceci a des conséquences très spécifiques. Par exemple, une des conséquences de l'Empire britannique dans son approche économique, c'est que c'était cheap, c'est-à-dire bon marché. C'est-à-dire qu'il fallait pas que ça coûte trop cher à l'Empire, hein, ces îlots. Et donc, par conséquent, tout à l'heure actuelle, dans les îles britanniques et autres, c'est moins cher. Qu'est-ce qu'on a ici?
Obviously, if you can build cheaply for the people that you're employing, or you're not employing, but you have as slaves or anybody, then you're going to save some money and you're going to take it back home. So the contrast between the amount of money the empire made out of its conditions would be that they could be economical and provide very cheap what you call it, housing, for instance. Okay, one of the things the Roman Empire was famous for was its aqueducts and its sewage, okay? So one of the good aspects of the Roman Empire was sanitation, sewage. What did they do with their shit, right? What the empires did with their shit, whether it is French, Portuguese, or British, was to leave people in it. The American Empire, at least because it's based on its self-importance in terms of sanitation, doesn't do that. Wherever it goes, it builds good sewage and aqueducts and stuff like that in terms of engineering. All right? So one of the differences in consequence that the young man's question relates to is, what kind of conditions did the slaves or ex-slaves live in? And the indifference of the British Empire would be, for instance, that they would have pipes that would be about this inch thick for water, that thin. And it cost them less to have thin pipes. Well, the consequence of thin pipes all over the villages of the Caribbean is poverty and, you know, lack of sanitation. So you get British writers coming out and saying how these people live in that disastrous, those disastrous conditions, when the people responsible for those conditions are the people they're writing about. And the same thing is true to some degree of French. I would say the French seemed a little more concerned about sanitation than the British. That may be a general remark, but that's what I feel. And certainly the American Empire is very concerned about comfort and sanitation. Big difference. You can start from there. If you start from how people lived, you can look at the economic situation that gave rise to whatever the political thing was.